ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 5 మంత్ర 5.14.5. తాం హైతామేకే సావిత్రీం అనుష్టుభమన్ వాహుః వాగనుష్టుప్ ఏతత్ వాచం అనుబ్రూమ ఇతి న తథా కుర్యాత్ గాయత్రీమేవ సావిత్రీం అనుబ్రూయాత్ యదివా అపి ఏవం విత్ బహ్వివ ప్రతిగృహ్ణాతి నైవ తత్ గాయత్ర్యా ఏకంచ న పదం ప్రతి. హియర్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి ఈస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్. గాయత్రి మహిమ ఆర్ గాయత్రి స్తుతి. And the word here, Gayatri, here refers to the Gayatri meter, that is Gayatri Chandas and not a mantra. It is presented in a particular way. So during the Upanayana ceremony, the boy is initiated to a mantra, which is popularly known as Gayatri mantra. But the real name for that mantra is Savitri. Therefore, during initiation, the teacher gives Savitri, that is Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyoyona Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha is not the regular part of the Gayatri Mantra, because Gayatri Mantra should have only 3 padas of 8 letters each. Therefore, during initiation, when Shishya asks the Guru, he uses the word Savitri only. He asks, the Shishya asks, Savitrim Boho Anubruhi. He asks the father, who is the guru at that time, after doing father puja and all to the guru. The Shishya asks, please teach me the Savitri mantra. And why is this mantra called the Savitri? Because this mantra is a prayer addressed to Savita Devata, that is Surya Devata. Savita means Surya, Savitra Devata. And why it is so? Sun is called Savita because it is derived from the root Su, Suyate, or Sute. Everything. And because of sun alone, rain comes, the crops come, plants come, living beings come, they all survive and all that. So as Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayamaha Mojasam Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha. So therefore, Jagat Sarvam Prasute Iti Savita, Savitra Sabdaha. Savitra Sabdaha means this Rikarantaha Pullingaha, Savitra Sabdaha, Savita, Savitarau, Savitaraha. So since the mantra deals with Savita, Savituhu, so Iyam Savitri. So Savituhu Iyam Savitri, a mantra dealing with Savita Devata, that is called Savitri mantra. And this mantra says, Savitri mantra is, that is a prayer to Surya Devata. It is available in 2 different meters. One is in the Anushtup meter. This is one of the meters, Anushtup meter, Anushtup Chandas, with 4 padas. Each pada is having 8 letters. That is, the mantra has 4 lines with 8 letters each. That is Anushtup meter. And the second is Savitri mantra. It is in Gayatri meter, having 3 lines, each line having 8 letters. So now we have 2 types of Savitri. One is called Anushtup Savitri mantra, another is called Gayatri Savitri mantra. Both are called Savitri mantras because both are prayers addressed to Surya Devata or Savita Devata. And between the two Savitri mantras, which is superior? That is a question. What is the Anushtup Savitri mantra? It is not set here, but it is chanted in rituals. Tat savitru vrini mahe vayam devasya bhojanam shreshtagum sarvadatamam turambhagasya dhimahi. So each pada is 8 letters here. Tat savitru vrini mahe, like that, 8 letters. And the next popular Savitri mantra is in Gayatri meter. There it says, Sattat Savitruvare Enyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya Atem. Now the question is, which one is better? Gayatri Savitri or Savitri mantra? For that we have to ask the question, which meter is superior? Normally we will say Anushtup meter is superior because the basis of 4 lines with 8 letters each with a total of 32 letters. Whereas Gayatri is only 24 letters, 3 padas, 8 letters each, 24 letters. Therefore one may say Anushtup is superior. For that the Upanishad says here, it asks the question, what are the devatas of these 2 meters? Meter has got devatas. It is said that Vag Devata or Saraswati is the Devata of Anushtup meter. Whereas Prana Devata is the presiding Devata for Gayatri meter. So Gayatri is Adhyatma Prana Rupa. We have already said in the last class. Now the mantra says, some people say Vag Devata, it is very important for Brahmachari during initiation and to learn the Vedas. Therefore, Anushtup Savitri mantra is superior. This is the vada of the Purvapakshi. Whereas the Upanishad says that tatha na kuryat, one should not argue like that. But what should be taught? Gayatri Savitri mantra only should be taught because it represents prana. When Vagdevata is the presiding deity, even though Saraswati Devata is the presiding deity, it will bless only one sense organ, namely Vagindriyam. Whereas Prana Devata can bless Vagindriyam and also all other Indriyams. Sarvan, Gayan, Tatre, Iti Gayatri, we saw yesterday. So Gayatri Savitri mantra will protect all Indriyas. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Gayatri Mevam, Savitrim, Anubruyat. All is due to the glory of Gayatri meter. Mantra 6. Saya imam strin lokan purnan pratigrinniyat sosyaha ketat prathamam padam apnuyat atayavatiyam trayi vidyam yastatva pratigrinniyat sosyaha etat vitiyam padam apnuyat atayavadidam pranim yastavat pratigrinniyat Sosyaha yeta tritiyam padamapnuyat atasyaha yeta devam turiyam darshatam padam paro rajaha kayesha tapati naiva kenacha na apyam kuta u etavatam pratigrinniyat. So in this mantra, Gayatri Upasaka's mahima is said. Upasaka's tuti. And when the Upasaka is glorified, indirectly it is glorification of Gayatri itself. And what type of Upasaka he is? One who does the meditation of all the 4 padams as was discussed earlier. So the glory of a person who does Upasana of Gayatri Rupam with all these 4 padas is talked about in this mantra. So the Gayatri Upasaka is glorified and indirectly Gayatri Upasana gets glorified. To understand this, we should remember one principle in our tradition, that is, receiving gifts is considered to be a dosha. Receiving gifts is considered to be a dosha. We are not supposed to receive gifts or dhanam. In Sanskrit, receiving dhanam is called pratigraha. And this is called the dosha known as pratigraha dosha. This is very interesting. And it's an important principle also. So on one side, Shastra says, dhanam is great religious sadhana. So there are many, many occasions we have seen this. Tametam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmana Brahmana Vividishanti Yajnena Dhanena Tapasa Anasakena. We already saw that in Brihadaranyaka itself. And Yajna Dana Tapa Karma Natyajyam Iti Chapare and Data Vyamiti Yadhanam Diyate Anupakarine and Shraddhayadeyam Ashraddhayadeyam and all that. Dhanam Yajna Nambarutam, again Mahanarana Upanishad. So we have so many glorifications of Dhanam. On the other side, the very Shastra says receiving Dhanam is a dosha. This is very, very important because suppose one side Dhanam is glorified, there is a possibility that other people may exploit the Dhana Niyama. In fact, some people claim that India got spoiled only because of Dhana Niyama. Because everybody takes money, food from temples and all that, and they become lazy. Therefore, they say it is a mistake of Vedic tradition that makes Dhanam givers are responsible for laziness. It looks as though Veda does not know this. So Veda knew the problem. It said that Dhanam is very important. And on the other side, that receiving Dhanam is a dosha. It is a nice balancing law. And by this balancing principle, people will receive Dhanam only if it is a must. People will not exploit the law of Dhanam. They may be ready to give Dhanam, but the receiver should not exploit and take it unless no other gati. There is no other way for him. The moment one receives Dhanam, one has to do prayaschittam. And for Brahmanas, Dhanam is allowed. But the very Shastram says, after every Dhana Svikaram, one has to chant extra Gayatri 1,000 times and all that. And it cannot be adjusted against Nitya Sandhyavandana Karma. One cannot say, I do Sandhyavandana every day, I do 1,000 Gayatri on that during that. No. If somebody receives a Dhanam, they have to do a special Gayatri prayaschitta. And that Gayatri is different. Sandhyavandana Gayatri is Nitya Karma. That is different. So prayaschitta Gayatri japam for every Dhanam should be done. I know people who have been doing all that. I'm saying all this because the faith is so much and the Shastra has been scaled so much. And bigger the Dhanam, for example, Godhanam. People receive Godhanam during so many occasions. 10,000 Gayatri, Kshetra Dhanam, Bhumi Dhanam, Gold Dhanam. For all of them, different Gayatris are prescribed for people to do Japa. So if Dhanam is not compensated by Prayaschitta Karma, then it becomes a Papa. That is why in our culture, we have got the principle of Rinam. Rinam means debt. So the principle is never take anything for free. Every time you receive something free, your mind should prick inside. I am not only saving money, but I am taking papam also with Dhanam receipt. Immediately, what should I do? I try to compensate with another gift. In this country, there is nothing like a free meal. No? So suppose he does not receive anything in return, then keep some money and put it maybe in the hundi of a temple. Never take anything free. This is the principle. Now to talk about the glory of Gayatri, Shastram says that in the case of Gayatri Upasaka, the Pratigraha Dosha will not come. That means what? He can receive any amount of gift. It will not create any papam for him. What is the reason? The reason is Gayatri Upasana consists of four parts. Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya and Chaturtha Pada. Namely, Loka Trayatmaka Pratama Pada Rupena Gayatri Upasana. We saw all this yesterday. Veda Trayatmaka Dvitiya Pada Rupena Gayatri Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And Prana Trayatmaka Tritiya Pada Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And Adityatmaka Chaturtha Pada Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. All this we saw yesterday. So the palam promised for the Pratama Pada Upasana was, since he meditates upon Lokatrayatmaka Pada, he deserves all things in the worlds as one. Worlds means all the 14 worlds. The palam is Lokatrayam Api Tasya Vashe Bhavati. Already he has got sufficient punyam to acquire all three worlds. Because of that, when he is getting some gifts, what he receives may be a small gift, or even if he receives a country as gifts, it is not big thing at all. For Prathamapada, in his account, he can get lokatrayam as phalam. Then he can get the entire lokatrayam as phalam. What is the big small gift that somebody can give to him will cause any papam to him? Therefore, the Prathama Pada Upasana, Punyam, compensates Pratigraha Dosha. Similarly, for the Dvitiya Pada, for that, what is the phalam? It is all the karma phalam mentioned in the Vedas. They all belong to him. Therefore, if somebody gives gifts to him, any karma phalam to this Upasaka, the receipt of the gifts will not create any papam because of the Dvitiya Pada Upasana. Whatever Veda can give, he is eligible to get all of them. He has sufficient punyam to acquire all the karma phala. Therefore, the pratigraha dosha is amply compensated by the Dvitiya Pada Upasana. Similarly, the Tritiya Pada Upasana phalam is what? All pranis are under his control. Yesterday we saw all this. So all of them work for him. All the entire creation, all creation, they work for him. Remember, if somebody works for me, remember that is also pratigraha only. It's a pratigraha dosha. I cannot take any free work. Now for a Gayatri Upasaka, even if people receive some gift, either of time or labor or anything from anyone, the pratigraha dosha will not affect the Tritiya Pada Gayatri Upasaka, because he has earned sufficient punyam to compensate for all of those. So, and again, service rendered by the humanity, that will not create pratigraha dosha also. For the fourth pada, Hiranyagarbha Upasana, the phalam is infinite phalam, ananta phalam. And therefore, any gift that he receives will not create any papam to him. In fact, he will not have to utilize the fourth pada punyam at all. The phalam of three padas are so strong that any pratigraha dosha can be compensated by these upasanas themselves, and one need not use the phalam of the fourth pada. Now let us look at the mantra. Saha yaha iman strin lokan purnan pratigrinniyate sa asyaha yetate prathamam padam apunyat. Even if he has received all the three lokas as gift, he will not have papam. Prathama pada upasana will nullify them. Similarly, atha yavatiyam trayi vidya yastavat pratigrinniyat sosyaha yetad vitiyam padam apunyat. All the Veda phalams he receives as a gift, including swargadi lokas. All the swarga and all those lokas will not create any pratigraha dosha for him, since Dvitiya Pada Upasana will compensate all of them. Similarly, atha yavaditam prani yastavat pratigrinniyat sosyaha etat tritiyam padamapuniyat. Even if he takes service from all the three lokas, all the creations in all the creatures and all the pranis in all the three lokas, he will have no pratigraha dosha, because Tritiya Pada Upasana will nullify all of them. And what about the fourth Pada Upasana? Ata asyaha yetadeva turiyam darshatam padam parorajaha yayesha bhavatim naiva kena chana apyam. The fourth Pada Upasana, he need not have to use at all, because no one can do that much pratigraha. Therefore, Gayatri Upasaka will not have the pratigraha dosha at all. This is the essence of this mantra. Let us now go to the seventh mantra, 5.14.7. Tasyaha upasthanam gayatriyasya ekabati dvipadim tripadi chatushpadim apadasim nahi padyate namaste turiyayam darshataya padayam paro rajasem asavado ma prapaditim yam dishyatam asavasmai kamaha ma samruddhiti va nahi vasmai sa kamaha samruddhyate yasma evam upatishtate aham adaham prapamiti va. So in this mantra there is Gayatri Namaskara. Gayatri Namaskara, offering prostration to Gayatri, known as Gayatri Upasthanam. In Sandhya Vandanam, this comes, and Pradasandhyam, Upasthanam, Pradasandhyam, Upasthanam Karishye, Sayam Sandhyam, Upasthanam Karishye. So Upasthanam means Namaskara. In addition to Namaskara, there is the threefold prayoga of Gayatri as to how this Namaskara can be used to get three types of phalams. So Gayatri Namaskara and Gayatri Namaskarasya Trivida Prayogaha or Trividam Prayojana. So three types of utility of this prayer. And one can ask for any of the threefold phalams. Of these two are interesting phalams, but the third is a peculiar phalam. One phalam promised is Anishta Nivrittihi, removal of anything unfavorable. That is first phalam. And the second phalam is Ishta Praptihi, getting something favorable, asking for something very favorable through Gayatri Prarthana, Upasthana Phalam. And the third one is called Abhicharaha. It is negative or black magic use of Gayatri. By black magic, what do we mean is creating an adverse, unseen power or inimical force which will harm somebody else. Such a prayer is called Abhicharaha. Such an action is called Abhicharika Karma. The process is called Abhicharaha and such an action is called Abhicharika Karma. So it is sometimes in the form of rituals or japa or dhyana. So manasa abhicharika karma, vachika abhicharika karma, kayika abhicharika karma, all of them. Here, vachika karma is said. There are powerful abhicharika karmas that can even destroy a person. Here, we talk of a minor abhicharika karma. So which has a limited effect, limited adverse effect. That is, what is the effect? Obstruction of another's prosperity, which comes out of jealousy. So, kama samriddhi pratibandha. So, obstructing the fulfillment of another person's wish. Then one may wonder, how can Shastra encourage such a karma at all? Shastra does not encourage, but only points out the presence of such karma. Shastra never encourages such karmas at all. We say it. It does not encourage because the very Shastra wants all Abhicharika Karma, it clearly says. So this person out of jealousy may succeed in putting someone down, but this person has to pay a terrible price for that. He will have terrible suffering in this Janma as well as in later Janma if he does such a prayogam. Therefore, Shastra talks about all these threefold karmas. And before going to that, we will see also the Upasthana Mantra. So because it is giving that kind of an effect, one cannot try to practice that because it will have a lot of bad effects on the person who does. So what is the Gayatri Namaskara and then the threefold Prayojanam that we will see. So the devotee now addresses Gayatri Devi as Mother. Oh, Mother Gayatri. Gayatri im chandasa mate dham brahma jushaswanaha ojo si saho si balama si brajosi devanam damanamasi vishwamasi vishwayuhu sarvamasi. So in Sandhyavandanam, Gayatri Upasthanam, a wonderful prayer. Here we get another prayer to Gayatri Devi. So, O Gayatri, asi means you are. Ekapadi, you have got the first pada in the form of Lokatrayatmaka Pradhamapada. And you have got two padas, Dupadi, in the form of Lokatrayatmaka and Vedatrayatmaka Pada Dvayena. From Dupadi Asi. And Tripadi Asi, with three padas, you have got the 3 feet in the form of Lokatrayatmaka, Vedatrayatmaka and Pranatrayatmaka. And not only that, Chatushpadi Asi, you have got the 4 padas, which is in the form of Aditya Mandalastam, Hiranya Garbhatmakam, Chatushpadi Asi. You have all the 4 padas. This is the glorification, and one should not argue. If there are 4 padas, then why should he say you have 1 pada, 2 pada, 3 pada? You don't have to say when the person has all the 4 padas. But this is Upanishad's style. So accept as it is. So all the 4 padas are called padas because they are all saguna or sopadika upasana, swarupa. Lokatrayam, Vedatrayam, Pranatrayam, or they are all saguna. And finally, Hiranyagarbha also is sagunam. All these are called pada or padam because they can be objectified. Padyate, nyayate, vishayikriyate, iti padaha. And there are they are objectifiable saguna padas. And finally, the prayer says, if all the gunas are removed, all the upasanas are removed, then you will have an ultimate nature, which is not objectifiable subject. It is nirupadikam chaitanya rupam. And since it is not objectifiable, it is called apad asi. Apad means without pada. Without pada is apad. We have to split the mantra actually correctly. Chatushpad, chatushpadya padasim should be split as chatushpadi plus apad plus asi. Therefore, chatushpad asi and apad asi. Apad means that which can never be known. That is agnyeyaha asi, aprameyaha asi. And why are you aprameyaha? Nirupadigatvate, nirgunatvate, atma swarupatvate, swaprakashatvate, aprameya, swaprakasha, manovacha, magochara. So all that we have seen. So because of manovacha, magocharaha, you don't have the names of ekapati, dvipati, tripati, or chatushpati, but your name is apada. And namaste turiyaya, turiyayam, darshatayam, padaya, parorajase. We are offering namaskaram to you who has got all these three padams. Of these five, the devotee worships the fourth pada. All these padams you got. So he worships now the fourth pada, Hiranyagarbha specially. He has not come to Nirgunam yet because still he is a Manda Adhikari. So here, he has not come to Nirguna Jnanam yet. He has not come to Vedanta. It is a simple prayer for yoga and kshema. And he has no qualification yet to gain Jnanam. So he stops with the fourth pada, which is Hiranyagarbha Swarupaha. And that is what is said here. Namaste Turiyayam Darshatayam Hiranyagarbha Swarupayam Aditya Mandalasthaya Paro Rajase. Paro Rajase means Surya Rupenam Prakashmanayam. So Hiranyagarbha. The Hiranyagarbha is the one who is shining in the form of Surya, Prakashmanayam. So up to Paro Raja, the prayer or Namaskaram part. And then thereafter, we utilize the prayer for one palam or another palam. As we said, the palams are possible. So many palams are possible. What is the first three palams we said? What is the first palam? Anishta Nivritti palam that is set here. Asau adaha ma prapate. Asau means all the pratibandhas or the vignas, papams, shatrus. They are all called asau. And all enemies have got one power of obstructing my joy and prosperity. Remember, here by enemy, it is not necessarily a person outside of me. Our own papams are also called my enemies. It may be in the form of people, disease, bhautikam, daivikam, adhyatmikam. It can be anything. In the form of people, situation, objects. And that is why the word enemy is used here in a very general sense. All enemies have got one capacity. What is that? Obstructing my progress. Either material progress or spiritual progress. And that is called Shatroho Karyam. And that Karyam is referred to here as Adaha. And Asav means enemy. Adaha refers to the power of obstruction. And Ma Prapada means let him not possess. What is the final translation then? Let the enemies not possess the power of obstructing my growth. Whether it is dharma, artha, or kama, preya pratibandha, or shreya pratibandha, any of them, let them not obstruct. Actually, it is very interesting. That's not said here. Let there not be enemies. Because once we have come to the world, or once we are born, the people become enemies, even if you don't do anything to them. Some people say, I don't like to even see this guy. He has not done anything to him. He does not even see him. Even if you remove enemies in the form of people, we cannot remove those in the form of our purva janma karmas. Since enemies cannot be removed, here the prayer is, let the enemies be there, all right, and let the poison be removed. Which is, that is, their capacity to obstruct, let that be removed. It is like, for example, let the cobra be there, but let us take the poisonous teeth removed. That is asau adaha ma prapada. And this is the first prayojanam of Gayatri Upastara, Gayatri Namaskara. And the second prayojanam is, that is, the order is slightly different. So abhichara karma, here the first is anishta nivritti, second earlier we see ishta prapti, but here abhichara karma is put in the Upanishad, that's the second prarthana. So the Upanishad says, yam dushyat, suppose the devotee hates someone or jealous of someone due to competition and all that, therefore I don't want him. So the prayer is asau asmai kama ma samriddhi. So asmai shatrave, whom I am jealous of, let not their desires be fulfilled. Asau kama. So asmai shatrave ma samriddhi. This mantra is called abhicharika mantra. Where we should fit this abhicharika mantra? After Gayatri, Ekabati, Pepadi, etc., all of them, up to Namo Padaya Paro Rajase, up to that. Paro Rajase, up to that we go, and after that we fit this mantra. One should say this abhicharika mantra at that time. After saying all that, Ekabati onwards, up to Paro Rajase, after saying that, this should be said. This is only an academic interest, as I told you, and not a clue for anyone to practice, because it will have enormous bad effects. Of course, people are not qualified to even do that. Then what will happen? Na haivam asmai saha kamaha samridhyate. Because of the power of this black magic or this wrong prayer, the desires of the other persons to create obstructions will not be fulfilled for them. So yasma evam upatishtate, for whose sake this person did this prayer. That is yasma evam upatishtate. So from yad vishyad up to evam upatishtate is abhicharika prayer, prayoga. With this, the second prayoga is also over. That is anishta nivrittihi and abhicharika. Now the third one is ishta praptihi. For that, how to do japa? That is also said here. Aham adaha prapam iti. So let me acquire that all these favorable conditions for any palam, like putra palam, putri palam, kshetra palam, health palam, any palam one can think of. Adaha. Adaha is a general class where we have to fill up our own personal desires. In the case of Vedantic students, jnanam and vairagyam is the palam. And after gaining jnanam, we should not stop there. We should seek what? Jnana nishtha. Therefore, aham adaha palam prapam. Let me acquire these results. This is ishta prapti palam. It is not adequate to say this mantra alone. One has to say ekapadi, etc. Namaste turiyayam, darshatayam, padayam, parorajase. All that one should say, and then recite this mantra and fit this aham adaha prapam after parorajase. So then one can get chitta shuddhi, jnana prapti, guru prapti, moksha prapti, all that one can get. So with this Gayatri Upasthanam and Trivida Prayoga is also over. Now let us go to the next mantra, mantra 8. Yetad dhavaim tajjanako vai dehaham budilamashvatam rashvim uvacham yannuhom tad Gayatri vithe. Abhrutaham atakatam hasti bhutaham pahasiti mukam hasyaham samran navidham chakarot chakaretim hovacham tasya agnireva mukam yedihava apim bahu ivam agnav abhyadadatim sarvamevam tatsandahatim evam haivam evam vityadyapim bhakvivam papam kurutem sarvamevatatem samsaya shuddham puto jaro mrutaham sambhavatim. Chaturdasham brahmanam, 14th brahmanam. Until now, Gayatri and Gayatri padas were said. Gayatri as a mother, as a person, and the four padas of Gayatri were talked about in detail. Now the Upanishad wants to introduce one more thing, and that is the mouth or the mukham of Gayatri. The mukham of Gayatri is going to be Agni Devata. It comes in actually Mahanarayana Upanishad also. గాయత్రియా గాయత్రీ ఛందో విశ్వామిత్ర ఋషి సవిత దేవతాగ్నిర్ముఖం బ్రహ్మ శిరో విష్ణుహృదయం రుద్రశిఖా పృథివీయోని ప్రాణాపానవ్యానోదాన సమానా సప్రాణ శ్వేతవర్ణ సాంఖ్యాయన సగోత్ర గాయత్రీ చతుర్వింశత్యక్షరా త్రిపద షట్కుక్షి పంచశీర్షోపనే వినియోగ ఓంభూ. సో ఈవన్ ది గోత్రం ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి సెట్ హియర్ సాంఖ్యాయన సగోత్ర. సో అగ్నిర్ముఖం బ్రహ్మాశిర విష్ణుర్ముఖం రుద్రశిఖ పృథివీయోని. సో ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ముఖం ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి ఈస్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్. ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ గాయత్రి ఉపాసన ఈస్ కంప్లీట్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ద ముఖం ఆల్సో ఈస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఉపాసన. అండ్ ఫార్ దాట్ ఎ స్టోరీ ఈస్ గివన్ హియర్. దర్ వాస్ వన్ గ్రేట్ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక నోన్ యాజ్ బుడిలగహ. బుడిలగహ హి హాస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఆల్సో, సో అశ్వతరాశ్వి. అండ్ ది గాయత్రి ఉపాసక హీ అప్రోచెస్ జనక, జనక ది విదేహ రాజా, అండ్ క్లెయిమ్స్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ అ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక. ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ అ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక, ఎస్పెషలీ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక, ఎనీ ఉపాసక ఫార్ దట్ మ్యాటర్, గాయత్రి ఉపాసక పర్టికులర్లీ, హీ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ది ప్రతిగ్రహ దోషాస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి ఉపాసన ఫలం. నౌ జనక అడ్రస్సెస్ బుడిలిక అండ్ హీ సేస్, యూ క్లెయిమ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు బీ ఎ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక, సో యూ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ది ప్రతిగ్రహ దోష, బట్ ఐ సీ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతిగ్రహ పాపాస్ ఇన్ యూ, సో లెట్ అస్ నాట్ డోంట్ ఆస్క్ హౌ జనక కుడ్ నో అండ్ ఆల్ దట్, మేబీ హీ హాస్ గాట్ సమ్ ESP ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్, హీ హాస్ గాట్ సమ్ ఎక్స్ట్రా పవర్స్ టు ఫైండ్ దాట్ థింగ్, బికాస్ పాపం అండ్ పుణ్యం ఆర్ అదృష్టం కెనాట్ బి సీన్, బట్ జనక కుడ్ సీ ఆల్ దాట్. సో హీ సేస్ ఐ సీ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ జనక సేస్ హస్తీభూత బహసి, యువర్ పాపం లోడ్ ఈస్ సో బిగ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ లైక్ అన్ ఎలిఫెంట్ క్యారీయింగ్ సచ్ ఎ బిగ్ లోడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతిగ్రహ పాపం ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎ గాయత్రి ఉపాసక. సో దీస్ ఆర్ అర్థవాద ఓన్లీ స్టోరీస్, కథ, స్టోరీ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బట్ ద తాత్పర్యం ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దెన్ బుడిలా సేస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ గాయత్రి ఉపాసన వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ద ముఖం ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి, దేర్ ఫోర్ మై ఉపాసన ఈస్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్, therefore I have not got the full benefit of my upasana. Then Janaka tells him, do not worry, since he knows the answer, Janaka knows the answer, and Janaka says, mukham tasyaha agnireva mukham, agni devata alone is the mukham of gayatri, and he taught him that. Therefore now want include gayatri mukham also in your upasana. Then what will happen, he says, when you put anything in fire it will burn everything. Similarly, if you do Gayatri Upasana with Agni Mukham, whatever papams come to you will be burnt down by Gayatri Mukham, which is Agni. Because Gayatri sits in the heart with an open mouth to swallow all the papams. These are all symbolic. Especially Pratigraha papams of the Gayatri Upasana. Therefore, Agnau Abhyadadati Bahu Iva. Any amount one puts in that fire, it is burnt completely. In the same way, any amount of papam, especially the pratigraha dosha, so samsaya, sadhatu, he has to devour, samyak, sati, so to swallow. So it swallows that this person becomes the entire thing, he becomes shuddhaha, putaha, ajaraha, amrtaha bhavati, free from all the papams. He gets hiranyagarbha phala. And he will become immortal as it were. You know, again after Jnana Prapti, one has to do Sravana, Manana, Vidyasam, all that. So he will get great phalam. And more about this in the next Brahmanam, it is going to be talked about also. Mantra 15.1 and 3 mantras actually, is given as one mantra. Now we will enter into the 15th Brahmanam, which is the final Brahmanam of this chapter, chapter 15. This is called Suryagni Prarthana Brahmana. Let us read the first mantra. Mantra 5.15.1. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapihitam mukham tatvam pushan apavrunum satyadharmaya drishtaye. So this Brahmanam consists of 4 mantras, but all the 4 are presented as 1 mantra. These 4 are well-known mantras which occur at the end of the Ishavasya Upanishad. we should remember that both Ishavasya and Brihadaranyaka belong to the same Shukla Yajurveda. So Ishavasya Upanishad is supposed to be Mantra Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka is supposed to be Brahmana Upanishad. We have already said all that earlier in the introduction. So generally, Brahmana Upanishad is said to be the Vyakhyanam of the Mantra Upanishad, that is Ishavasya. Therefore, it is natural Brihadaranyaka borrows the teaching from Ishavasya Mantra. So these four are in the form of prayers directed towards Agni Devata and Surya Devata. Therefore, this Brahmanam is called Surya Agni Prarthana Brahmanam. And Shankaracharya points out that this prayer is to be invoked especially at the time of death, Marana Kale. Even though we can chant them at any time, especially at the time of death, specifically by Upasakas who have practiced all Hiranyagarbha Upasanas said earlier. Like what Gayatri Rupena, Veera Guna Visishta, Anna Prana Rupena, Kshatva Guna Visishta, Yajushtva Guna Visishta, Kridaya Rupena, Satya Rupena, Vagdenu Rupena, Manomayatvadi Guna Rupena, all that thing. We have seen all those various upasanas. So a person who does all these upasanas for him. So varieties of Hiranyagarbha upasana we have seen. So there is an upasaka who has practiced all these upasanas and has not come to Atma Jnanam yet. He continues to be Ajnani Upasaka. And he chants the prayers just before Marana. You may wonder, how do we know Marana Kalam has come and all that thing? Don't ask all those questions. Here we are talking about upasakas who have led a disciplined life. And therefore, they may know that Marana Kala Sampannaha. And therefore, it is possible for them perhaps. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, so Mumurshuhu Upasakaha. Mumurshuhu means evam prarthanam karoti. Mumurshuhu means one who is about to die. Okay, then what will happen to him after Maranam? As we have seen earlier, the Upasaka cannot get moksha directly because he is still an Ajnani Upasaka. Because Jnanam Vina Mokshaha Na Bhavati, without Jnanam no Moksha. This is the rule. This is an inviolable rule and it cannot be altered at any time by anyone. Therefore, this Upasaka will not get Jivan Mukti or Videha Mukti. And he has to travel. But travel means so much next birth and all that. But he will get something else known as Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti means the Jiva of the Upasaka will travel through Shukla Gatihi or Devayana. You know, Devayana, all those names are familiar to us, which we have seen in chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita. And he will reach Hiranyagarbha Loka, represented by the Surya Mandalastha Purushaha. Therefore, this Upasaka is supposed to travel and pierce the Surya Mandalam or the solar disk. And breaking open the solar disk, he enters the Hiranyagarbha Loka. This is the Shastra teaching. And having reached the Hiranyagarbha Loka, there he gets Nirguna Atma or Brahma Jnanam taught by Brahmadi himself. There also he has to go through the learning. He has to do Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Brahmaji will teach all that thing and he has to know Brahman himself. So Brahmanaha, Brahmanaha Saha, Te Sarve, Samprapte, Prati Sancharem. So all these people, so parasyante krithamanaha tato yanti param gatim. So even after going to Brahmaloka, he has to go through all this. So one gets nirguna jnanam taught by Brahmaji himself. If he goes through all that, they enjoy jivan mukti in Brahmaloka and at the time of pralaya, along with Brahmaji, he attains videha mukti also. This is the lot of the upasaka. So this Krama Mukti Phalam was indicated in the previous Brahmanam, in the last mantra and the last line. There it was said, so Sarvameva Tatim Samshayam Shuddhayam Putaha. So this Upasaka destroys all the Papams and he will become Shuddhaha. So Papa Karma Rahitaha Putaha, Papa Karma Pala Rahitaha. That Shuddhaha means Papa Karma Rahitaha, no Papa Karmas at all. And Putaha means Papa Karma Pala Rahitaha, no Palam of any Papa Karma will afflict him also. And finally, Ajaraha Amritaha Bhavati. The expression Amrito Bhavati indicates Krama Mukti. Therefore, before Krama Mukti, he has to do what? Prarthana, which is given in this final Brahman. And he says, Hey Pushan, ఏ హిరణ్య హిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ సత్యస్య ముఖం అపిహితం పూష. సూర్యదేవత, బికాస్ రిఫర్స్ టు సూర్యదేవత, హీ నరిషస్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్, సర్వం జగత్ పుష్ణాతి సో వర్ధయతి ఇతి పూష. ఏ వెరీ వెల్ నోన్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సూర్యదేవత. మిత్ర రవి సూర్య భాను ఖగ పూష హిరణ్య గర్భం మరీచి ఆదిత్య సవిత్రి అర్క భాస్కరేభ్యో నమః. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ ది సూర్య నమస్కారం. ఆల్ ది ద్వాదశ నామాస్, 12 డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ సూర్య, ద్వాదశ ఆదిత్యాస్ ఆర్ సెడ్ హియర్. సో మిత్ర రవి సూర్య భాను ఖగ పూష హిరణ్య గర్భ మరీచి ఆదిత్య సవిత్రి అర్క భాస్కర్, ఆల్ దీస్ నేమ్స్. సో టు ది ఉపాసకా సేస్, హే పూషన్ సూర్యదేవత, ఐ వాంట్ టు ట్రావెల్ త్రూ శుక్ల గతి త్రూ సోలార్ డిస్క్ బట్ ఐ ఫైండ్ సూర్యమండల ద్వారం దట్ గేట్ దట్ ఈస్ క్లోజ్డ్ బై వాట్ హిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ విత్ అ గోల్డెన్ డిస్క్ ఆర్ గోల్డెన్ లిడ్ కవర్. సో హియర్ పాత్రం మీన్స్ కవర్. అండ్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హిరణ్మయ పాత్రం? బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ షైనింగ్ లైక్ గోల్డ్. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ విత్ అ గోల్డెన్ సోలార్ డిస్క్ ది సత్యస్య ముఖం అపిహితం. హియర్ ద వర్డ్ సత్యం మీన్స్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అండ్ ముఖం మీన్స్ ది గేట్ వే ద్వారం. సో అస్తు సూర్యమండలం. సో సత్యస్య ద్వారం మీన్స్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ప్రాప్తి మార్గ, దట్ మార్గ దట్ గేట్ వే దట్ గేట్ లీడింగ్ టు హిరణ్య గర్భ లోప ఈస్ అపిహితం, ఈస్ కవర్డ్ బై దిస్ లిడ్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ గోల్డ్ హిరణ్మయైన పాత్రేణ. దర్ఫోర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఓపెన్ దిస్ డిస్క్. దర్ఫోర్ హీ సేస్, ఓ సూర్యదేవత, తత్ తత్ మీన్స్ ద్వారం ఆర్ దట్ పాత్రం, త్వా అపావృణు, మే యూ రిమూవ్ దట్ పాత్రం, మే యూ రిమూవ్ దట్ లిడ్ అండ్ ఓపెన్ ద గేట్. ఐ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఆల్ ద క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ ఫర్ ఎంట్రీ ఆల్సో. డోంట్ థింక్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ అన్ అన్క్వాలిఫైడ్ గాయ్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు ఎంటర్ హియర్, బికాస్ హూ ఆమ్ ఐ? సత్యధర్మాయ మహ్యం. సత్యధర్మ మీన్స్ వన్ హూ హాస్ గాట్ ఆల్ ద ట్రూ వర్చ్యూస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద శాస్త్ర, one who has followed all the virtues without failure. So satyaha dharmaha yasya saham satya dharmaha tasmai. So what are dharmas? They were mentioned here, damyatam, dattam and dayadvam. We have already seen all the three virtues to be followed by the upasakas. I have all of them, I have followed all of them, and if at all I have done any violation, I have done the prayaschittams also for all of them. Therefore mahyam, for my sake, may you remove the door or the lid. And what is my goal or purpose to enter there? Drishtaye, the purpose of my going is to gain the darshanam of Hiranyagarbha. May you open the door. This is actually a very popular mantra. In fact, this mantra here happens to be the mantra for Kramamukti. And it can be taken out of this context also and chanted it as a prayer for mumukshus with a slight variation. So we have to take satyam as param brahma. If you want to do it that way, it's a slight deviation. I will just only mention here. If you want to take the mumukshu has to do it, then we have to take here satyam as param brahma itself. So in this context, satyam refers to Hiranyagarbha, because the whole adhyaya deals with Hiranyagarbha only. According to Mimamsa Shastra, there is a rule there. When we have to find out the meaning of a word, any word, we should also see in which chapter that word is occurring, in which context that word is occurring. So prakaranam is considered to be one of the six other pramanams of Mimamsa Shastra. Now this, all this pramanam is not the pratyakshadi pramanam, pratyaksha anumana is not that kind of pramanam. Here in Mimamsa Shastra we have got six pramanams: శృతి ప్రమాణం, వాక్య ప్రమాణం, లింగ ప్రమాణం, ప్రకరణ ప్రమాణం, స్థాన ప్రమాణం అండ్ సమాన్నాయ ప్రమాణం. సో ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమాణం ఆర్ దేర్. సో అమంగ్ ది సిక్స్ ప్రకరణంస్, ఇన్ విచ్ చాప్టర్, ఇన్ విచ్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ దిస్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ అకరింగ్, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్. అండ్ ద 15th బ్రాహ్మణం అకర్స్ ఇన్ ద 5th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్, విచ్ డస్ నాట్ డీల్ విత్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ అట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ హియర్. But it deals with only Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Therefore, the contextual meaning is Satyam of Hiranyagarbha. But we can compromise a little bit by taking this mantra out of this chapter and read it independently. So here Satyam means Hiranyagarbha. Then Satya means, in that case, if you take it out of context and then interpret differently, then Satya means Parambrahma. So Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. And what is the marga for that? Jnana marga is the marga for nirguna brahma. And that satyasya mukham, nirguna brahmanaha dwaram, which is jnana marga, shreyo marga, that is covered by Hiranmaya Patra, which means the gold that represents by our materialistic desires. That dwaram, that jnana marga is closed by all this preyo marga, represented by the gold lid or whatever. So swarnam stands for money, and money stands for all the worldly desires, because money can buy all the worldly things to satisfy one's desires. Therefore, money represents arthakama. And even dharma, because with the help of money alone, we can do karma also. Karma is dharma. With the help of karma alone, we can get punyam. And therefore, Hiranmaya Patra represents dharma, artha, kama, iccha. Desire for all these. Or put in Kathopanishad language, Kathopanishad, we already see this mantra very, very well. Preya iccha is Hiranmaya Patra. Preya iccha. Therefore, shreyascha, preyascha, manushya metaha, tau samparitya vivinakti dhiraha. Shreyo hi dhiromi, dhirobim, preyaso vrinitem, preyo mandaha yoga kshemad vrinite. This preyaha is Hiranmaya Patram, because it is attractive. As in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivi hesha gunamayi, mama maya duratyaya. Therefore, my desire for anatma is the lid, which is covering the jnana marga. I cannot remove desires, but the desires do not leave me. Even if I want to remove, they do not leave me. So you remove my desires and give me vairagyam for satya dharmaya. That is the prayer. For my sake, who is interested in satyam? Satyam brahmaiva dharmaha isasa. So because I have the iccha to gain brahman, my name is satya dharmaha. For what purpose? Drishtaye. Here drishti means atmajnanaya. Tasmin drishtem paravare. So paravara drishtaye, paravara drishtaye, brahma drishtaye, atma jnanaya apavrunom, anatma icham pavrunom. Thus, this mantra can be prayer of an adhikari or a mumukshu also. But of these two meanings, which meaning is more proper in this context? The first meaning alone is more proper. The first meaning is in keeping with the context of this chapter, which is Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Pushan ekarshe yama surya prajapatya vyuha rashmin samuha tejaha yatte rupam kalyanathamam tatte pashyami yosavasau purushaha soham asmi. So the prayer is addressed to Surya Devata, that continues here. It's a symbolic prayer. And here he says, hey Surya Devate, your rays are so powerful that they create glare, and I am not able to see you properly. And therefore, at least reduce your powerful rays and reduce your glaring brilliance. Let me have clear darshanam of you, of Aditya Mandalastha Hiranyagarbha Darshanam. So Surya Devata is addressed in different names. Hey Pushan, the nourisher of all the beings. Hey Ekarshe, hey Ekaha San Rishati Gachati Iti Ekarshihi. It's a single traveler. You travel alone. When Surya Devata travels, who can travel with him? He travels alone. Sun rises and travels and sets all the time. So Surya Bhagavan always goes alone. So once you become a seeker, you have to practice loneliness. Then, hey, Yama. Yamaha means Yachati, Niyachati, Sarvan. Sarvan Praninaha Iti. Yeah. So Yam means the controller of all the living and other beings, Yamaha. So Surya Devata is the controller of all living beings. Without the presence or grace of Surya, the very earth will not survive. And what to talk of a living being? So even Yamadharmaraja is Yamaha, because as time principle, he controls the lives of everyone. Controller, Antaryami. Then Suryaha, sun god, is called Suryaha because he activates, he enlivens everyone. Sushtu irayati sarvan iti suryaha. Irayati means prerayati, who persuades everyone into action. When the sun rises, we all rise and go for work. even biologically, our physical body is fit for work only after sunrise. Certain biochemical changes are brought by the presence of the sun. And some more biochemical changes take place. Certain things become weak. So all these things are not in the fittest condition for work. That is why after sunset, we withdraw from our activity, even biologically. So sun brings certain conditions for work, and therefore day alone is ideal for working and night is ideal for resting only. Therefore, Sushtu Irayati Prerayati Sarvan Praninaha Iti Suryaha. Therefore, a Surya and Prajapatya, Prajapatehe Apatyam Prajapatyaha. Here Surya Devata is seen as the son of Hiranyagarbha, because Hiranyagarbha is Samashti, total, and Surya Devata is Vyashti. And therefore, Surya Devata is the son of Hiranyagarbha. Up to this is all Sambodhana, addressing the Devata. Now, commences the prayer to Surya Devata. And what should one a person do? Rashmim Vyuha. He is addressing Surya Devata. Rashmim Vyuha. May you withhold, may you withdraw the glaring rays. And also, Samuha Tejaha, may you reduce your dazzling brilliance. Why? Because Te Rupam Kalyanathamam. Hey Surya Devata, your Rupam, Hiranyagarbha, your nature is most auspicious. Kalyanathamam, tamam, superlative, which I am not able to see now because of the dazzling glare. So, Tavam Swarupam Kalyanathamam Asti, Mangalatamam Asti, Badratamam Asti, Shobanathamam Asti, Shivatamam Asti. So it is such a brilliant Swarupam it is. Therefore, Tat Te Pashyami. Tat Kalyanathamam Rupam Pashyami. Let me see. And for that, what do? Remove the glare. And here also we can take it in a figurative sense, that glare is nothing but the attractions and distractions of the world alone, the materialistic world alone, and they obstruct our vision. Putraishana, vittaishana, lokaishana, we already saw all that thing earlier. They are all there, glaring. And we are not able to see the atmayeshana we don't have. It never comes. Therefore, you may remove that glare and the dazzle. Yosa vasau purushaha soham asmim vayuranilam amrutame amrutamatedam basmantam shariram. So for this, the upasaka does Hiranyagarbha upasana. It is known as ahangraha Hiranyagarbha upasana. Ahangraha means seeing the Hiranyagarbha upon oneself, invoking the God Hiranyagarbha on oneself. So when you invoke the Lord, for example, Lord Shiva, Shivalinga, and on a Shivalinga, or a picture, or in a Shaligrama, or Surya Mandala. So we are invoking the Lord outside of us. There is Beda Buddhi, Dvaita Buddhi. They are Dvaita Upasana. Whereas in Ahangraha Upasana, understand, this is still Upasana. In Ahangraha Upasana, Lord is invoked in myself. And so it is called Abeda Upasana. It does not come under jnanam because it's still upasana. Because it is in abheda upasana, no knowledge or inquiry is involved. No shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam and all that. It is mere imagination. So abheda upasana is imagination without inquiry. Abheda jnanam is after inquiry. So when jnani says aham brahmasmi, he does not imagine himself as Brahman. Therefore he says, I have done abheda upasanam before. Now, Marana Kale Api, I want to do that Abheda Upasana. Because according to Shastra, the Upasana will fructify only if it is practiced at the time of death also. All Upasakas had practiced it earlier during their active life. And they pray at the time of one's death also. Antakale Chama Meva Smaran Mukva Kalevaram Yaprayatis Samad Bhavam Yati Nastyatra Samshayaha Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanusmara Yudhyacha. Krishna said, so start practicing Ishwara Chindanam now and continue to practice throughout the life and practice that at the time of death also. విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ చేద్ వేద తస్మాత్ చేన ప్రమాద్యతి ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ దట్ ఐడియా ఇస్ బ్రాట్ హియర్ సో దిస్ ఉపాసక సేస్ యహ అసౌ పురుష దాట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ సూర్యమండల ఈస్ సహా అహమస్మి దాట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ మై సెల్ఫ్ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మనోమయ ఇన్ ద బాడీ మనోమయ కోస సో సయ ఏషో ఓంతర్హృదయ ఆకాశ తస్మిన్ అయం పురుషో మనోమయ అయం పురుషో మనోమయ దట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద హృదయం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అభేద ఉపాసన దట్ ఈస్ రిమెంబర్డ్ హియర్ అండ్ ఇన్ తైత్రీ ఆల్సో సయశ్చాయం పురుషే యశ్చా సాబాదిత్యే స ఏక బట్ వీ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ కోట్ దాట్ మంత్ర హియర్ ఈవెన్ దో ఐ సెడ్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ టు caution people not to relate that mantra to here because in Taittiriya Upanishad where it refers to Surya Mandala that is different from Brihadaranyaka mantra there it is Jnanam but here it is Abheda Upasana therefore Hiranya Garbha Aham Asmi this should be within course this is the statement of the Upasaka Abheda Upasaka we'll stop here and continue in the next class వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యపరస మహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు నారాయణ.